Good morning. I'm Luis Sanz, your host for Focus on Campus. And joining us today are John Aranda. John is the president of the Alumni Association. Margie Bricky, who is the chapter director coordinator for the Alumni Association. And Dr. Richard Daniel, who is the associate vice president for university advancement and with the Office of Alumni Relations. Thank you very much for being with us here today.
Thank you, Louis.
Thank you for having us.
Now, summertime, of course, in El Paso just means hot, hot, and hotter, but ways that we do things and enjoy here, one of the best things, I guess, to do in the summer is either go camping, swimming, or picnic, and something that has become a tradition here at the University of Texas El Paso with you all is the annual picnic. If you want to share some information about that, first of all, how did it all get started, and then just tell us how it's evolved.
Well, thank you, Louis. You're right. I think one of the great things about El Paso is that we can do a lot of things, although it is a little hot in the summer. There is opportunity to do things in the evening. And that's why our picnic, our UTEP alumni picnic, which this is the fifth annual picnic, is in the evening on Saturday, July 16th. And this is a great time to come out and bring your family, bring your friends, all alumni come and just have a great time. And it started really was right before the centennial. We wanted to build on an opportunity to create connectivity with our alumni across the country and across the world. In our first picnic, we had 19 picnics, and they were all over the world. We had one in Mexico, one in Canada, one in Bhutan, and then we had them from coast to coast and border to border, if you will. And they just had a great time. And it's an opportunity for our alumni to come together and just wherever you are on that day, we're all having a picnic. You know, so if you're a UTEP alumni, you're part of the UTEP alumni family, you're going to have a picnic, and it may be in Central Park in New York, or maybe, you know, at an event in Los Angeles at an inside place, or it could be, you know, in a picnic here at Memorial Park where we're going to celebrate this year again and have a great time with the alumni family.
Margie Bricky is with us also, and she is the chapter coordinator. And Margie, tell us a little bit about the logistics of this picnic, because as Richard was mentioning, it's in its fifth year. And the first year you all started, I remember there were not hesitations, but, you know, hope that it would continue, and it has. But tell us a little bit about, you know, organizing this. As Richard mentioned, there are very various locations, and that's hard for some people to imagine. Like, wow.
Right. How do you coordinate so many events across the country on the same day? But it's been a real interesting process, and it's become such a team effort. So the Office of Alumni Relations / UTEP Alumni Association gets together, and we start planning this in January. So, for example, our local picnic is taking place, as Richard said, here at the Memorial Park, the enclosure. So that's from 5 to 8 on Saturday, July 16th. A whole lot of fun. We have all kinds of music and food, hot dogs, hamburgers. We have a magician. We have balloon making, face painting, all kinds of things for the kids. We have a lot of, it's a very kid-friendly, fun event. We also have a lot of giveaways. A lot of people are involved. We've got all demographics. We've got young alumni. We've got older alumni. We've got children of alumni. It's just students. There's a lot of student component. And then across the country, what we do is we ask our alumni to act as host and co-host for these events. So anywhere from Washington, New York, Seattle, Chicago, Miami, Denver, Austin, Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, Phoenix, Arizona. Let's see, headed west, we have San Diego, Los Angeles, San Francisco. We are all over the place. So these picnics take place with the help of alumni acting as host, and then our alumni bringing something to the table. So it's a very much a community effort. This year in Los Angeles, they're at Griffith Observatory, which is a really neat place to meet. What an unusual place. I'm really excited about that one. That's very different. We've met at baseball parks before. We've met at Dave and Buster's. It just depends. It kind of takes up the flavor of each particular city, you know, wherever they are.
And what about the eats? Does the association provide that, or do they bring something?
Primarily, we provide the main course. That's the plan. And then people bring something to the table to break bread together. They bring side dishes. We provide the main course. Other places, since we're doing it at a restaurant, for example, will pay for half of it, and then alumni are charged a minimal fee.
And we're joined also by John Aranda, and John is the president of the Alumni Association, and just one of the many hats that you wear, John, because you're also the director of development here at UTEP. Tell us a little bit about being the president, and especially being here on campus, because there are so many alums.
Yes, Lori, thank you. It is a wonderful opportunity. Now everybody gets to come back to their alma mater and be able to work and also meet up with our alumni. Obviously, UTEP has done so much for me in my professional career before I came to UTEP and started working here full time, but allows me the opportunity to go ahead and interact with our alumni. So when I'm out in the streets, I'm letting them know about these wonderful events we have coming up, the picnics and our movies on the lawn and our movie minors program. So I've got a wonderful opportunity to share UTEP literally 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
And what about getting people to become members of the Alumni Association and getting involved? Because some people might say, well, you mentioned a lot of events, and we're going to touch a bit on those in just a minute. But a lot of times people just think of alumni as homecoming and that's it. But you guys are busy year-round.
We are. Thanks to our wonderful Office of Alumni Relations with Dr. Daniel and Margie and the staff, we've got many events going on throughout the year. We would love to have our alumni, for those that are interested in signing up for the Alumni Association, is to visit our website at alumni.utep.edu. They can easily sign up and for their membership there at the website. If not, you can call the office at 915-747-8600. Any one of the office members can help you out. The staff is wonderful. They're eager to help you. And our alumni has been updated. We've got some wonderful opportunities there if they're looking at signing up for an annual membership or a lifetime membership and our centennial lifetime membership as well. We have payment opportunities for those, and it makes it very convenient for someone to go out and just sign up with the association.
And we were talking with Dr. Daniel at the beginning of the interview. Richard, if you wouldn't mind sharing with us also, John mentioned some of the various events. Some have been already passed by, like the wine thing that you all had, but you have some other events coming up, and before we know it, it'll be a spring training, training for football, and you got some great things lined up for the first football game.
No, exactly. John made a good point about our wine tour. It's part of our Movin' Miners travel program. John has been on that. He was kind of a co-host again, he and his wife, for this last wine tour. And it's a great opportunity to go into the wineries and really explore what this region has to offer. We also just recently were a sponsor for Movies on the Lawn. Again, it's a nice opportunity to bring families together. So the Alumni Association is building a network, and it's through volunteers like John as our board members who really kind of create that energy and bring those people together so we can create opportunities for us to be successful. As we head into the fall, we're very excited because of the fact that we're going to increase our opportunities to do more Movin' Miners travel programs like we used to do, so that you'll be hearing more about that. So stay tuned for more activities from the Alumni Association on travel, not just locally in the United States, but abroad. I think we want to do that again. I think that'll be a great opportunity. But then we have some fall football opportunities that are coming up. We open the season against our I-10 rival, New Mexico State, on September the 3rd. So we want people to come out and support UTEP at that game. And we have a great tailgate package that we put together for our alumni and their guests and families to come and enjoy the pregame event before the football game. We have a lot of fun activities there. We invite you. We have 7 home games this year, so we have a package of 7 football games, which gives you a great meal at each one of our games. We have entertainment, a lot of fun for the family. So I would invite everybody to think about that. We also are going to put together a travel package for our alumni to travel, because we have 3 away games in Texas. We travel to UT Austin to play the Longhorns on September the 10th, so we'll have a package for that. We travel to University of Texas San Antonio on October 22nd. We'll have a package for that. And then we travel to Rice on November 19th. So you'll see that on our website. It's all coming out. I think it's an exciting time to support the miners and be out there and really help develop the connections with our alumni.
What about one of the big draws also this year is the fact that we're going to play Army?
Correct. So that's a very good point, Louis. On September 10th, our second home game of the season, Army is coming to town. So we will have the academy here. West Point will be in town, and it's going to be a great opportunity to come out and support UTEP, and also the fact that, you know, we are a military installation, one of the largest Army installations. So it's going to be a lot of people in the crowd, a great excitement, and it'll be a great game for us to be able to host that here in El Paso.
John, do we have a lot of military families who are members of alum?
Yes, we do. Thank you for asking that, Louis. We on campus, obviously, we support the military at UTEP. Appreciates our service members. And personally, I just want to thank all our service members for all they've done for our country. But here on campus, we have our Military Student Success Center that actually works with our military here in El Paso and helps them with their programs, their scholarships, and moving forward and getting their education here at the university. So we are very active with the military community. We are really looking forward to this, the game coming up in the fall. But our military is a big part of who we are here at the University of Texas at El Paso.
Could you tell us a little bit more about the picnic? Because I think, you know, people are intrigued. And Richard, you can join us perhaps in this. The fact that when you mentioned that picnics all over the world, people are going, wow, why would they have a picnic in Europe? Why would they have a picnic in the Middle East, et cetera? Because, you know, our miners are all around the world.
Correct, right. Let me give you the website again so people can log on and they can check out the different cities where they have we have picnics and details for each particular one. So it's at alumni.utep.edu/pic, that's PICK-NIC 2016. So if you click on that link, you can go and find details on all 27-plus picnics all over the country, and it'll tell you exactly where they're meeting, how to get in touch with the host or the co-host, what time they're meeting. As I said, each person decides, host and co-host, where and what time to meet and what to bring to the table. So it's a great website. It's very interactive. You can communicate directly with the host, and also on Facebook, we've got that opportunity. And as usual, there may be some alumni who may not be interested in doing that, so you can call our office, the Office of Alumni Relations, and the number is 915-747-8600.
And Richard, as Marty mentioned, Facebook, I'm sure that social media has changed a lot as far as the way you all reach out to alums.
It has. So we create Facebook pages for all the different sites. We get things out there. We're using Twitter. We're trying to get as much social media attention to this as possible. University Communications here at UTEP has been very instrumental in helping us roll out a lot of these different areas when we have these opportunities. One of the things locally that we want to highlight is we talk about a family environment. So we created a new package this year called the Family Pack. You know, so there's a family pack of $25. You can come to the picnic for $25 for a family of four. It's a mm-hmm. great opportunity for families to come out and really support that. So we really want to create that because it really makes a big difference when the whole family comes together and they have a great time. I mean, I have not heard anybody that's gone to one of our picnics anywhere that has said, I didn't have a great time. And I think they, again, where they run the gamut because they're all over the place and they're at different times. They're not at the same time. They're different times depending on what part of the country or the world they're held. But it's really an opportunity to just come and have fun with miners.
And then again, at the end of the picnic, you can see those pictures on Facebook.
Oh, exactly. Yes. And not only pictures, but photographs and videos. This year, we're really pushing the social media aspect. So there'll be a lot out there to see. And it's great to see it even simultaneously. Like, for example, Juarez this year is going to do it at the same time we are. So they're 5 to 8 as well. And then the others may be in the morning, maybe, but you can see it, I mean, throughout the whole day. It's really exciting to see alumni in Bhutan having a picnic there. You know, it's just incredible. And what we do is we send each picnic host a package with UTEP everything. We brand everything, paper plates, napkins. We've got banners, sign-in sheets, name tags, Sharpies, you name it, it's in a box. You get a picnic in a box, and you basically you provide the food and the drinks, and that's it. This is a whole package deal. And having those photographs taken and those Instagram and all the other, you know, besides the Facebook, that's the way that you know what's going on and that you get to see and hear about other people's picnics. It's really exciting. It's really different from before, you know. It's more instant. So we're really happy to do that. and the video piece. So on our website, you can go. It'll give you specific directions on how to do that.
Well, we want to thank you all very much for joining us. Again, this picnic is going to be happening on Saturday, July 16th from 5 to 8, and it's going to be at Memorial Park here in El Paso. But as Margie and Richard mentioned, if you go to the website, you can find out additional information about some of the other sites. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTEP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Evan Walsh. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Sines.